What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddy, Jeff Dye, and Freddy Prinze Jr.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Wrestling with Freddy. And we're going to get right into it because a whole bunch of crazy crap happened over this weekend. We're going to talk about both pay-per-views, WWE and AEW. And then, unfortunately, we have to talk about the scrum, and which is when all the press asked their questions. And unfortunately, this week, all the questions were more gossip driven in real life than storyline driven, which some people may think is good, but I think is horrible. As always, is my amazing co-host, Jeff Dye.
What's up, buddy?
It was awesome getting to spend Saturday with you.
Same, brother. I had a good time.
And watch Clash at the Castle. And it was just two bros.
It was a good time to watch. I always love hanging out with you, and I love watching wrestling. But it's unusual when it starts at 10 a.m. You know, that's new for me to get up at 9 and go, all right, I got to get ready for this wrestling pay-per-view. That was the only unusual.
Yeah,
part.
Cardiff. Why don't you switch your hours, Cardiff? You're messing with our circadian rhythms.
Is it circadian? Couldn't you guys pre-record it and then put it out later, you know, when people are awake?
And don't post anything so it gets spoiled. Just let us have it at our normal time.
Exactly.
Shout out to everyone from Cardiff. Sorry that Jeff and I did the Great Britain Cardiff thing. We know you guys are your own people. Jeff, would you like to hear a word in Welsh that I'm not even joking about it? I actually speak one word of Welsh. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
It's Piosh Wobbly Wobbly. Would you like to know what that means?
Yeah, but I'm nervous because it sounds weird.
That's how you say jellyfish in Welsh.
Why would you ever need to learn jellyfish in Welsh?
Well, I saw it on a TV show.
Oh,
So nice. It just stuck in my head, and I don't, it was years ago, but it's true. Piosh means fish, and, you know, wobbly wobbly is, I guess, the jelly
if
part.
If I'm learning a language, jellyfish is not even in the top 3,000 words I'm going to need to know. And you started with jellyfish for Welsh.
What if you get stung by one and, you know, you need someone to pee on you and they just think you're a creep because you're begging them to pee on you, but you can't tell them why?
There you go. I guess you figured it out. It's still a pretty unlikely situation. Usually it'd be, where's the bathrooms? Do you know where the hotel is? Things like that. But
hey, my dad had a whole bit on that in the 70s. I thought this show opened really, really cool because it started with the ladies. We had 3-on-3, and Bailey was clearly the winner, even though there were shenanigans. But who cares about the match? This means that it's going to be Bailey versus Bianca Belair, 1-on-1. They're going to build up to this, and 100%, Bailey is getting the title wrapped around her. She's too good on the mic right now. She's better on the mic than Bianca right now. And the heel thing is working for her. Her minions, Io and Coda, they're both smaller than her. She has broader shoulders, bigger hips. She's taller. She has more weight on her. They have positioned her so perfectly. I'm totally in love with Bailey right now, and she's going straight to the top. What say you, sir? Did the right team win?
Yeah, I'm surprised that they let them win so fast. I mean, they just came back in SummerSlam. But like you just said, I agree with all those things. But there's nobody hotter than Bailey right now as far as, like, she's just over with everybody. And she looks great in the ring. She's good on the mic. I say give it to her. It was a good match. It was actually a good match. And I'm very critical of these types of matches. And it was great.
I love this girl so much, man. She came and did 5 episodes of the A&E show that I host, Rivals, Sundays on A&E. And she was so cool. She has been a fan of wrestling since birth. And a lot of the problem I think most people have with wrestling today is the recruiting process of it. Because the people they recruited, that are, a lot of them are stars today, didn't even grow up watching wrestling. They didn't care. They don't know the history. It's just a job for them. And the fans want someone who they believe is as passionate as they are, even if they're wrong. And the person who didn't watch it as a kid is crazy passionate. They would prefer someone that's like them. And that's who Bailey is. She grew up on this. She loves it. I love this girl. We should have her as a guest.
I think as a wrestling fan, you either want the wrestler to be have always been a wrestling fan, like Bailey or a Jericho or the Young Bucks. Or you want them to, it's okay if you didn't watch wrestling grow up. Just don't pretend you did. That's the worst. When they go, ever since I was little, I looked up to Paige. You're like, what? You looked up to Paige ever since you were little? I know you're young, but what are you talking about? Like, they'll act like they watch. You ever had people do that? Go, oh, you like wrestling? And you go, yeah. And they go, oh, man, remember Ultimate Warrior? And you're like, yes, I remember Ultimate. You know, they pretend like they've watched it their whole life and they can only name, like, Macho Man Randy Savage. It's like, all right. We don't need to have this conversation. It happens every time I have a guest on my podcast and they see those wrestling toys. They think I want to talk about wrestling with them, but they don't know a lot about wrestling. I'm just like, save it. I'll talk to Freddie about wrestling. He knows infinitely more than me.
Yeah, you think
math
teachers want to talk to guys like us about math? No.
Yeah, no, we don't know what we're talking about when it comes to that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, my daughter has a pre-algebra, like pre-quiz, and they sent the, here's how you can help them. And I literally was like, I can't help my dog. I need something that helps me understand this. I had to go on YouTube, look up all these stupid videos on how to do algebra. We had Sheamus and Gunther.
Okay, we're jumping right to Sheamus and Gunther. Right.
Well, just because they repeated the Friday Night SmackDown bit where they just stare at each other. But I just wanted to touch on it real quick because Sheamus, who you and I both love, he lost the match. But it was in Wales and there were a ton of Irish people there and they were giving him a ton of support. And I just want to give people a quick story. And I've said a version of it like in season 1, but just for any new listeners, why I love this guy so much. And you'll love this story. When I worked at WWE, Vince ran promo class, which was basically acting class. Only he wasn't the best teacher. He would say things like, you got to give me a little razzle dazzle while you're up there. And a wrestler literally in that very same moment tapped me on my shoulder and said, what does razzle dazzle mean? So it was trouble from Jump Street. And one of the exercises one of the exercises that Vince wanted to do was he brought two wrestlers up and he would tell them each who or what they were. And then he would say, now make me want to watch you fight. And so it was Wade Barrett, Sheamus, who we all love. He's the whitest man in the world. You can see all his organs inside his body, as Santino once said. And they go up there and Vince looks them both dead in the eye. And he's not joking around. It's not a rib. He says, it's not a joke. He says, you're a dog and you're a dog. Now make me want to watch you fight. And it's dead quiet. And 30 seconds go by. And while those 30 seconds go by, we want to thank you guys for your support. And we also want to say thank you for the ratings and all the 5-star reviews that you guys have given us. We appreciate that. 45 seconds have gone by. It feels like now a minute's gone by. And Sheamus says the words out loud, I think I'm having an out-of-body experience. And the whole room, it's every wrestler, every producer, the old school wrestlers that helped design the matches. And Vince, everyone, the camera, everybody's in here and they're all laughing. And then it gets quiet again because no one can say anything. And then all of a sudden, Wade Barrett, he had balls, man. But he didn't know what direction Vince wanted to go. And all of a sudden you just hear, grrr. And Vince jumps up and he goes, not an actual dog. Oh, God. Damn it, son of a bitch. And he just starts going off. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the craziest acting class I've ever seen in my life. The actors haven't said anything yet. Only the teacher has. And so right after that, I went up to Vince. I said, dude, you got to let me take over this promo class. This is not going to work. I promise it's not going to work. And before that, he goes, hey, I want you to see what we're going to do here. Like, he was excited for it, and it just died. It died a miserable death. But that's why I love Sheamus so much.
I can't imagine having to take a class where Vince is the teacher. Like, he's the highest up, the last opinion, the guy that gets final say, the guy that kiboshes everything and greenlights everything, and he's your teacher? That would be a nightmare.
And yeah, it's a class where a class is the opportunity to fail.
Yeah.
You can't fail in front of the guy that fires you. It's insane.
He's acting like a dog. We've got to get, he's gone. He won't work in this company ever again. You're like, I don't know. You told me to be a dog. I was just panicked because you're Vince.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me, sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Your call on the next match. Do you want to do Mysterio with Edge and the Judgment Day? Do you want to do Rollins Riddle? Do you want to do the championship match? What do you want to do?
Let's talk about them all. I mean, Rollins Riddle match was awesome. The only criticism I had was that Seth Rollins came out dressed like Elton John for no reason at all. But other than that, I don't think Seth Rollins, I don't think he knows who his character is.
Who did he come dressed out as?
Elton John. That's exactly what he came out as.
Rocket like, man. I'm walking to the ring just as fast as I can.
It's just so confusing to me. I was like, why is he wearing
that? I have never seen anyone I love commit harder to a gimmick I hate more than Seth Rollins.
He's got the laugh.
I hate the laugh, but he's great at it. I love him. The gimmick so much. I think he's amazing. I love Seth.
I love his character. I love everything about him.
And the fact that he hasn't quit on this ridiculous gimmick, I'm not even mad anymore. At this point, I'm like, you know that everyone hates it. And you leaned into it more. So now I kind of respect it. Regardless of the fact that he came out like Elton John, they stole the whole show.
Great match.
I thought they had the best match of the night. I loved every single second of it. And I feel like that pretty much with every match Seth Rollins has. Not every match Riddle has. Every match Seth Rollins has. He's like the WWE's Bryan Danielson, although they used to have their own Bryan Danielson.
I liked the entire match. I think that's the longest I've watched Matt Riddle wrestle, really. I feel like I haven't seen him.
That might be the longest match they've ever given him. And you have someone like Seth Rollins who can legit go 60 minutes. He has. We got to talk about Mysterio and Edge versus the Judgment Day, because you sent me a little video clip that is now all over the internet when this happened. So to set this up for everyone, there's a father-son storyline, Rey Mysterio and his son Dominic, a real father-son. And Rey is, you know, dyed-in-the-wool luchador. He's full of so much pride and honor and just respect. And you know that he tries to pour that into his son. And the Judgment Day are the bad guys in this story. They're a group that Edge created. Edge is a veteran, superstar, Hall of Famer, good actor. Watch him on Vikings. He's done a bunch of other shows too. And he's great on the mic. Really smart guy. Good human being. And they kick him out of the group because he's the old lion. And these young lions, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley, and Finn Balor, and we love all three of these, they take over. But it all felt forced because it was all due to an injury. That's why Edge had to stop being a bad guy and become a good guy. So Jeff and I think we both felt the same way. There was something a little stiff there that wasn't working. Well, they made it all work. And I saw it on Monday Night Raw, the continuation of the story, and they're still making it work. They tell this story by they're beating up Dominic Mysterio, who's young. new to the business. He looks like he's 16 years old. And they're cruel to him. They just destroy him. They got a woman beating him up, which is humiliating on multiple levels now. And everything about it is just Dominic, Dominic, Dominic. So they have this match, and Edge supports his friend Rey Mysterio. And Dominic comes out to show love for his father, although he's not wrestling that night. And they have a tag match against Damian Priest and Finn Balor. And the match goes back and forth, and eventually they both do their finisher moves together. Rey does the 619, which is an amazing acrobatic move where he swings his whole body in between two ropes, spins around, and both feet, boom, hit the bad guy in the face. And the bad guy falls backwards and turns around staggering, and bam, called a spear. And that's like a shoulder tackle in football. And the guy's down, 1, 2, 3, match is over. Yay, good guys. Dominic gets in the ring. Yeah, my dad. He looks at Edge, the guy who helped his dad, but it took Edge to help his dad because Dominic wasn't tough enough. And all of a sudden, you see this change in Dominic's face from love to hate, and he kicks Edge. Jealousy is the right word. And he kicks Edge square in the balls. And Edge, like for me, it was a great acting moment because most people just, when you see it in movies, they drop their head and fall to the ground. He drops to his knees and looks up at Dominic like, dude, what? And then just drops. And then we get the great moment where Dominic looks at his dad and is like, yeah. So his dad's trying to calm him down. Dude, what are you doing? That's Edge. He's like a brother. And Dominic's like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then blam, he just nails him with a clothesline, just a forearm right across the throat. Jeff, tell the people why this is so relevant.
It's the same story in a way. It's the same finisher story of when Eddie Guerrero turned on Rey Mysterio, and also someone tweeted me Batista. Also, is that, I don't know if that's true.
That's also true. Yeah,
but it's like Rey Mysterio. If you're gonna turn on Rey Mysterio, you give him that clothesline, and also a beautiful clothesline. It was like the clothesline from hell that LBJ
really
used to use from
really
when he was in
APA. Like,
and also, the reason I liked that this happened, and this might sound a little harsh, but Dominic hasn't done anything remotely hard since he's been introduced to us. He just gets beat up by Rhea Ripley, yeah. He, which makes him look so weak, in my opinion. Like, she like beats him up backstage, pulls him out all bloody. She beats him up in front of the fans. Even in this match, she's slamming Dominic around. We're getting some sort of point of view or perspective from Dominic is exciting, because if he didn't do something soon, I don't think he's going to be on TV anymore. A lot of nepotism going on keeping that guy around.
I think you're dead on with the way you broke that down. And I don't know if you saw last night's Monday Night Raw, but he came out all in black, black shirt, buttoned to the collar, hair slicked back, and he was not having it, man. Like, he finally looked interesting, and I think they got a chance to really get this right. So everybody got over in this segment. I loved it. You and I love everyone in it, and we were relieved to finally see Dominic get an opportunity to be interesting and be compelling. Cause I'm with you. I didn't think he was going to be.
Did you, you want to talk about the mask Edge wore out to the ring?
Devil man. Come on. Yeah, devil dude. Man. Devil man. Look, I have over 1,000 luchador masks. So I have some that are way crazier than that. I'll grab one and show you on camera after the podcast. So I'm not mad at it, dude. I actually loved it. Did you think it was corny?
I hated that mask, but you were like so excited when he came out. You were like, oh,
I was so hyped.
Oh, do you think he wrestles in it? Do you think he wrestles in it? I was like, I don't know if he's got, and he took it off pretty quick.
You're such a dick.
You loved it though. I like that you
liked
it.
I wanted him to give it to Dominic and let Dominic.
I like that you liked it.
So anyway, it was this is actually a really nice story now that's shaping up. I think they saved this. I think they saved Judgment Day by doing this. I think Rhea Ripley has really emerged as the leader of the group, which is awesome. She's getting better on the mic each week and looks crazy confident out there. Like, she looks as if she feels she can do no wrong. I'm sure that's not the case. She probably has insecurities like any human, but she is killing it right now. So shout out to that whole group, man.
I thought it was a strange thing to add Dominic to the Judgment Day. I thought that was unusual.
Watch Monday Night Raw if you haven't, because I thought it looked really cool. I thought he really fit in.
Well, it was like they just were beating him up. They just beat him up.
But think about this, man. See, I grew up, I'm a little older than you. When I was coming up, guys got ranked into gangs. And the way you got ranked in was they all beat the shit out of you. And if you were still cool with them after that, then you were in the gang, which meant you were never getting beat up again. So that's what it felt to me when he came out on Monday Night Raw. So that's maybe if I can, maybe I'm overselling it, but if I can sell it to you that way, I will.
That makes sense.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
All right, main event. The entire world was convinced that the young boy from Scotland, Drew Galloway, was wrestled since he was 14 years old in a little wee gym in Edinburgh. I don't know if that's where it was. Wrestled all over Europe, won titles everywhere as a young man, comes to the WWE and Vince, when I was at the company, mind you, and Vince comes out and deems him the golden one. And he's going to be the next guy. And then every single week at TV, he would get the same note right before he would have to go on camera. And it was, try not to have a Scottish accent. which is the most horrible note that you could ever give a human being in their life, especially right before they're going on live or tape television or a backstage segment. And it was the only thing in his head. And I would tell him two words after that all the time. I'd say, supreme confidence, Drew, supreme confidence. Come on, man. Don't listen to that nonsense. Supreme. Oh, no, my accent. I said, you could sound like, oh, I remember I said, you don't think Braveheart made $1 billion? Nobody freaking cares. He's like, well, my boss cares. And I was like, yeah. And that's like a tough argument to make. So it was real tough on this kid. He eventually got let go. And he had to kind of discover himself through other promotions like TNA. I think he went to Japan for a little bit. And then eventually he becomes this huge star in these companies. He's grown into his body. He's got a Magnum PI, hairy chest, sweet beard, a sweet finishing move, which are these guys, 6'6", like 260. And he's not all chest, lots legs. And that's what he uses for his finisher. It's this like flying drop kick. It looks like a manly Chun-Li flying through the sky. And the WWE brings him back. And for those of you who aren't familiar with him and not that familiar with wrestling, when the pandemic hit, this was the man they gave the title to in a time when there were no fans. They pre-recorded his match. He knew he was champion for a month before the rest of the world did, and he couldn't tell anyone. So, of course, he's going to win the match in Cardiff, Wales, where tons of Scotsmen and Scotswomen have all come to watch their guy go. And the match starts. Mr. Dye, there weren't as many chops.
No chops. Which that made me happy, yeah.
Were you convinced of a Drew victory?
Yeah, I thought for sure. And then there kept being like some close pins where I was like, I was actually getting like all like, I get like, I'll be going, if they do this to me again, you know, I was just like, because I was like, I'm 99% sure it's going to be Drew wins, but every time there'd be like a big move by Roman or like a pin or whatever, I would go, there's a 1% chance here that they're going to screw me. There's a 1% chance they're going to do it to me again where they put Roman over and Roman walks out of the, I was like, there's signs that say if Roman wins, we riot, you know, and I'm thinking same thing. I'm thinking the same thing. And, I thought there was no chance in hell.
Well, let's talk about why we were both wrong. They took a big risk and sacrificed a lot of the Drew McIntyre story, although that ended up happening anyway when they forgot to cut the feed. But they brought out a new cousin of Roman Reigns since the
Usos. I did like that.
And Paul Heyman couldn't be there. I have not seen him cut a promo, so I don't know if he can cut one. But it's a big risk to put on the guy. It could be a place for Drew to go so he could fight the reason that he got screwed, but then he would have to lose that story so that Sokoa's character wins and becomes credible. But there was interference from this dude, and Drew ends up losing the match. And then and at one point, Austin Theory tried to cash in and Tyson Fury knocked him out, but that's not important. The end of the match was weird. Because they forgot to say cut. And I know this for a fact. I asked a couple people. And they left the feed running. And all of a sudden, Drew McIntyre was feeling good. And Tyson Fury came out to the ring. And Jeff, they sang Sweet Caroline after a loss. It was so weird.
It felt like some weird house show. The singing I could do
basically,
without.
Basically, they thought they were cut.
Yeah, it was so corny and so stupid, and it made Fury and McIntyre look weird and unusual after a big loss like that. Yeah. The match was so good. I loved every part of the match. I actually liked that they kept saying the Usos didn't make the travel. A lot of my friends were texting me like, well, they let Roman win so that The Rock can come back and it'll be The Rock versus Roman. But in my opinion, you don't need that to be a championship match. I'm watching The Rock versus Roman anyway. You know,
yeah,
so you
Rock,
don't need
Rock isn't going to be champion again. That would just be weird.
Just don't understand why they let Roman win that match. It makes no sense to me. And I said, this is a promise that if wrestling does this to me with the Roman Reigns finish 200, 300 more times, I'm going to stop watching.
Well, I can tell you a couple things. You don't have to worry because it is now public knowledge that Roman has taken more of a not a part-time contract, but not a champion contract. And you already know that Killer Cross is right there, baby. or sorry, Karrion Kross now. Karrion Kross, the one that got away, Mr. Die, the one, because he's not Karrion Kross. He does not have Scarlet with him, Scarlet Bordeaux. They are not that he does not have the evil macho man, Miss Elizabeth. He is not Karrion Kross. And that is my prediction. Not Kevin Owens, who I would love to see, but maybe they could split the belts between the two men. But I think Drew is going to probably have to lose to Sokoa before he can go after another title. So get ready for the one that got away, Jeff.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
The one that got away from you.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Let's talk about AEW. I did not go to the 107 degree Dodger game. My daughter and wife and their friends went, and I ordered the pay-per-view. I don't like saying bad things. I will say this. I didn't enjoy a match until Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland took on the Acclaim.
Got nervous in that match a few times. I did.
Yeah, I did too. I thought they had a lot of really believable false finishes.
When that double superplex off the top rope, which is what a superplex is, it looked like Keith Lee was going to land on his head. I got so nervous about it. He's just such a big fella.
For those of you who don't know, Keith Lee is the largest man I've ever seen.
Just a seal of a man. Like a big seal.
He's as wide. He's as wide as he is tall. And then there just happened to be arms and legs and a head on top of, like, a giant dining room table is basically what he looks like. Like the dining room table from Beauty and the Beast when it comes alive in the cartoon. But a big, like, yeah, that's Keith Lee. So shout out to them for saving the first part of the show. And I'll give love to Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson, because a lot of that led into this Daniel Garcia kid who you and I have been talking about a little bit. Chris Jericho wins the match with some dirty cheating shenanigans. Dirty, dirty son of a bitch. And he goes backstage and he's talking to Daniel Garcia, who I'm starting to like. And he's saying, yo, why weren't you out there? And he's like, I told you I could. It's too much. I couldn't go out there. And I just watched you cheat, man. That ain't what it's all about. And Jericho's like, all right, it's okay. But you're wrestling Wheeler Yuta on Wednesday night, I believe it is. So it'll be tonight when you guys hear this podcast for the Ring of Honor Pure Championship. And none of us are going to be there for you. You're going to be there all alone. And he reacts to that. He says, yo, come on, man. Like, this is my foundation. He's like, yeah, well, now you're going to know how it feels. Peace. And they've really put this kid on an island, and they're giving him, this is a legit story for him to take advantage of and be something. So we'll know at the end of this if he has what it takes, because they're not booking this bad. They're booking this well, at least him. So I was happy to see that. Like I said, I'm trying to focus on the good things. By the way, I think that Aleister Black is gone. Did that not look like a goodbye at the end of that?
Yeah. And
Malachi Black, they call him. Did that not look like goodbye?
Yeah, it looked like goodbye. And I say good riddance. I've never been a fan.
You're not a Malachi Black guy at all.
Not at all.
What if he had the right... What about what he was doing in NXT? Did you like that?
Nope.
All right.
Didn't like it.
Fair enough. And that's going to take us to CM Punk and the city of Chicago defeating Jon Moxley, which I think everyone knew was going to happen. And then there was a ladder match earlier in the night that I thought was a mess.
You thought it was a mess?
I didn't like it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
All right. Tell everyone the good parts that you like.
I like that kind of stuff, as we've mentioned 100 times on this podcast. I love any kind of
coffins and dumpsters.
Yeah, and I also like the luchador flying all over the place, like a running down the ramp and like doing a
Canadian destroyer down the ramp.
That was amazing.
That was insane, dude. That
was so cool. I'm like, how is no one like obsessed with this type of stuff? It was just a very, very fun, insane, extreme, kind of like brutal without seeing blood kind of match. I loved it.
I hate these matches. People get hurt, can't work. Everybody's trying to outdo it, so it gets more dangerous every time one of these matches gets done. I hate them so much. Not everybody's built like Kofi Kingston, and even he's starting to get hurt. I didn't like the end of this. It looked weird to me. I think that's Bivens from NXT, the manager. They call him Stokely. And he grabs this ring that's going to get like a poker chip that's going to get a championship match against the winner of Moxley and Punk. And then this masked man, the Joker, comes down, walks into the ring, even does a powerful spin, not some wimpy pirouette, but a power spin. He's a powerful man, but we don't know who he is. He takes the chip from this manager, and now we have to wait. He's about to take off his mask, but no, F you, I'm not taking off my mask. You have to wait. Well, we didn't have to wait long, because after the match, the Joker comes out, and it is MJF, the return of Maxwell Jacob Friedman, a man of taste, style, the only man who's keeping Burberry in business. There is no better heel in the game, and he's not even 30 years old. He comes out.
Now, but this is a question for you. Did you or the fans know that the Joker was MJF?
Most people online felt it was because his body type, and a handful of people hoped it was Bray Wyatt because you guys always wanted to be Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I think that's everybody in the world. But so I was wondering if this was maybe like my wrestling ignorance that like everyone knows it was MJF and I didn't. But
when he did the power spin in the ring, it gave it away. And so I thought that was maybe another wrestler thinking, if I do that move, people will think it's MJF and I can swerve him. This should have been the return of MJF. He's going against CM Punk, which was the best storyline in wrestling in the last 20 friggin' years. And because of a bunch of backstage bullshit, everybody's talking about guys that aren't even wrestling for the friggin' championship. They're not talking about this storyline. MJF was a friggin' afterthought, which is disgusting. If they're just making all this up to get people to, oh, we got to, you know, have a big media conference thing like UFC and get people to talk about it. And all this backstage fighting and calling people clowns and children. If this is a work, they screwed up. That's just bad. That's bad writing because everyone should be talking about MJF. They should be talking about professional wrestlers, not goofy soap opera drama stuff backstage. Apparently, CM Punk does not like a handful of people in the locker room, a large handful of people. And it seems like it's the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, based off comments that he said, talking about EVPs, executive vice presidents that should not be EVPs because they behave like children. He said a lot of hardcore stuff. He sounds a lot like, well, he sounds a lot like John Cena when CM Punk was the one saying a lot of shit that people didn't like, which is kind of weird. However, if these men, he said it, if you have a problem with me, come confront me. He needs to do the exact same thing. I hope he is. Apparently, there was some confrontation backstage, which is, I think, the only good part of this whole thing, because hopefully they can just have the fists, beat each other's ass, and then it's done. That's how men solve things in the 80s and 90s. It just stopped one day. I don't know why. That's why we have these ongoing 30-year beefs now, because nobody just gets cracked. It's bad there, man. There's no leadership. He was saying stuff in front of his boss that was making Tony like cringe and become this shrinking violet. And that's his boss. So there is no leadership backstage. Things have to be a mess back there. They have to find someone that everyone universally respects that can not have a wrestler's court, but at least, or maybe that's what they need, is a wrestler's court. I mean, they have one of their EVPs, which is Adam Page, said he doesn't need advice. He doesn't take advice. I know a lot of actors that talk like that in their 20s. And I'm like, yo, man, this is Peter Falk. You're like, not going to, man, I'm going to do what got me here. I'm like, all right, dog. I don't know what's going on there, man. I have a couple friends who work there who just say it sucks backstage. But they need leadership or someone from the outside that is in a position of power above the EVPs that ain't having this. Or at least can bring people together and say, have it out, like hash it out right now. And even if that means you guys got to throw some punches. I'll drive you to the doctor as soon as it's over. Like, I don't know what's going on there, but if they don't get their shit together, Triple H is going to run away with the wrestling business. Run away with it.
I wonder if Tony Khan being so young is part of the problem. The fact that CM Punk could sit right next to his boss and just say insane things, calling guys empty headed, saying that all the people that are in AEW are young, you know, young idiots who don't listen. And like you've already mentioned it, but he kept cringing You know, like he would kept like looking and then he would even look over to like some of the reporters and kind of make like a face. Like, I don't really know what's going to be like. Punk got away with murder on that. Like just wildly inappropriate to like say about your coworkers.
And even if he's right, even if he's dead on, to bury your boss like that is, listen, you know, I'm working hard to start my own promotion and to pull this off in a way that's different than these other guys. I would never have a post thing scrum because I don't care about that stuff. But if I did, and one of my talent spoke like that, and I was sitting right there, it wouldn't be in front of everybody. I wouldn't rip them apart in front of everyone, but I would stand up. I would say, the media scrum is over. Punk, you stay right there, or whoever it was, you sit right there. Everybody get out. And in that room, he either isn't going to, or she either isn't going to work there ever again, or they're going to know who their boss is. It's one or the other. They're walking out, getting fired, or playing ball. Like, even if he's right.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And it stole all the limelight off the MJF CM Punk storyline, which is what everybody should be talking about. The headline Monday morning should have been, oh my God, after the three matches they just gave us last year, what the hell is MJF and CM Punk going to come up with now? And nobody asked that question. Not one person, because everybody's like, ooh, he hates him and he hates him. And none of that is wrestling. None of it's wrestling. And it sucks for everybody on that roster. I want AEW to succeed. I want all these companies to succeed. That's more money for pro wrestlers. That's more opportunity for pro wrestlers. That's more opportunities for fans to find the next star who's going to be the next one. Oh, I saw their first match. Like, that's a great feeling for wrestling fans. And when crap like this is going on, I've never seen it work for a company. So it makes me nervous. I know there's people out there saying, oh, this is exciting. Like, that sucks. That's not what you want to be exciting. So I wish them the best. I hope for the best. And that's all I got for you today, Jeff. Do you have any best or worst of the week? I think I just said my worst.
I loved that when CM Punk and Moxie, that was great. A little too bloody for my taste at some points, but it was so good. And what an exciting finish to have MJF as the, when he plays the voicemail, and also he didn't interrupt the match at all. It was afterwards while CM Punk's in the ring with the belt. I thought it was all perfect. If you just erase that terrible interview that reminds you that some of these guys can be very unlikable.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you guys. We'll see all of you next week on Wrestling with Freddie, a.k.a. Wrestling with Friends. Peace.
We're out.
Follow us on our official show accounts on Instagram, Wrestling with Freddie. That's one word, I-E, not Y. Twitter, WWFreddiePod.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.